Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Tezvav. Brachas Tezvav, we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And again, today's shir is L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family, who sponsored this shir for Avin Elul. Just wanted to mention that also today happens to be my grandmother's yard site, so the neshama, her neshama, should also have an aliyah, Malka Bas Isamar. Malka Bas Isamar. Okay, Amar Ula, second to last line on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Ula. We have just been talking about what Rav did. Did Rav put on Kriya Shema beforehand or afterwards? So once we're talking about that, we make it a very strong statement relating to the topic. If somebody says Kriya Shema without tefillin, ki'ilu meyed edus sheker ba'atzmo, is as if he is being meyed sheker about himself. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, ki'ilu hikriv ola b'lo mincha v'zavak b'lo nesachim. It's as if you gave an incomplete karban, so to speak. An ola usually has a mincha and nesachim with it, and it's as if you brought and you left something out. Ola below mincha and zevach below nesachim. We just had this a few weeks ago on Tisha B'Av. There's a machlokas achronim, machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and Reb Chaim and all the Tisha B'Av Sfarim quoted whether when one puts on tefillin for mincha, one should say Kriya Shema. So one sheet is that you should dafka say Kriya Shema because of this Gemara. If you wear Kriya Shema without if you tefillin without Kriya Shema, kilu meidei the sheker or in the morning, it works a little both ways. Meaning, this is about Kor Kriya Shema below tefillin. That for sure you have to do in the morning. But what about when you wear tefillin, do you have to say Kriya Shema? The converse. That's really what the sugya was on Tisha B'Av. That's a machlokas achronim. Do you say, for sure you have to, because whenever you wear tefillin, you have to say it in conjunction with Kriya Shema. Or do you say, no, because you're not being yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's the afternoon. So what is it? Kilu Kor Batari, not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. So maybe you shouldn't say it. So again, that was a different Tisha B'Av book say different things. Kilu Meyed Eidah Sheker B'Atzvo. Rabbi Yoni here acts like an achron. Ben Yonah says, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between these two dayas? First day, Ki'ilu, you made Bein Sheker on yourself, and what's the addition of Rabbi Yochanan? That it's as if you brought an Ola without a Mincha, and a Zevach without Nesachim. So says Rabbi Yonah, right here on Daf Ches Amun Aleph in the Daf Arif, De Ula Svirelei, De Kivan Shu Korei Ukshartam Laos Al Yadcha, V'haylatavos Bein Enecha Bein Manichan. Since you say you shall tie on your arm and you shall put the totafos between your eyes, and you don't Nimsa Shvirei the Sheker Al Atzmo Shemasha Omer Eino Emes. As if what you're saying is not true. V'af al pi she'asa ha-mitzvah she'yatsa yidei kriya shma afilu hachi avar avera mitzad acher she'heirei the sheker al atzmo. Says Ula, you have two different scores in Shemayim. You get a mitzvah and you get an avera. You get kriya shma, wonderful, but you also have eidah sheker. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You're not yotzei this and you have a side problem. Rabbi Yochanan sphere leisha afilu ha-mitzvah atzma. No, even your Kriya Shema is not mekuyim properly. That's what it means that you brought an ola without the mincha. It's saying that it's like the Kriya Shema is affected. That's the beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah that says that's the lumdus. Do you say that you're yotzei Kriya Shema, but with a side problem, or do you say you're not even yotzei Kriya Shema? We have this sometimes whenever there is a requirement to do a mitzvah in a certain way. Do we say that if you don't do it in that way, you're not yotzei at all? Well, lamada v'dome, it's not such a perfect mashal, but there is a discussion in the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Pesachim where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, and we mentioned this in the Haggadah, whoever doesn't mention these three things, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, you're not yotzei, you're chiyuv. Which chiyuv are we talking about? What chiyuv? So the Ran there says, which chiyuv? So the Ran says that you're yotzei, Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim, you're just not yotzei, the extra hidur, that's required. But others say, no, you're not yotzei chavaz, you're pashas, you're yotzei at all. Because this is related to the Iker, to the Iker HaMitzvahs. That is the two days in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Marsha as well comments on this Gemara. Again, this line is much to be discussed about it. The Marsha says right here, what do you mean, Eid Sheker? He says, the Marsha, again, famous, but he mentions it right here. The Kosa HaMafarsha Bazeh. Lefisha Gimel Mitzvahs Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehein Os. There are three mitzvahs that are called an Os in Halacha. The Eidus Lanu Sha'anachnu Amo. The Hein. And it's Eidus that we are his nation. What are they? Shabbos, Mila, and Tefillin. Those three are called osos. B'shabas k'siv, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael, osi b'nei b'neichem, b'mila k'siv, ayala os bris, b'tfila k'siv, ayala os ayadecha. And the Marsha says, apishnei edim yakum davar. We always need two osos, right? Two edim, two witnesses. V'yalkein, and therefore, on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Right, because we have Mila and Shabbos. Right? The Alpi Kabbalah one, it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Not just not a good idea, but it's not allowed with tefillin because you're being mezalzel on the Oast of Shabbos. The Ikash Shnei Edim, Shabbos and Mila. Aval Bachol Boi Shnei Edim. The Hainu Mila v'tefillin. V'hari Im Einim Anicha Bachol. Havi Le Eid Hasheni. Shem tefillin in the Sheker Ba'atzmo. That's why on a weekday, if you don't wear tefillin, say Kriyashem without tefillin, you're being Meyed Eidus Sheker. That's the Osos. The Birka Yosef has a suffix if somebody cannot get bris milah for some reason. Hemophilia in the family, whatever the case may be, mesu echav akwas milah, does he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because, after all, you need two witnesses, you need two osos, so maybe he doesn't have the milah one, so he should wear tefillin on Shabbos. He ends up saying no, because, you know, tefillin were never said, but shnei edim, right, you have on Shabbos, at least you should have the two witnesses. If you can't have the bris, that is his suffix. That's the marsha right here, al pi shnei edim, yakum davar. One other point, and that is the Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has a question. It's a question in his Tshuvas. In Ha'alof L'cha Shlomo, in Simen Shin Nun Dalid, he quotes, U'mashaheir o'mashamar chazal, kol korek v'yashav lo tefillah, ki l'kriv toda, hiksha, harei ba'ola amrinan b'minachas, she'yachol l'hakriv ola hayom anasachan l'machar. I don't like the dimyon, says Shlomo Kluger, because by a karbanos, by the nesachim, we know you can bring your karban today, and you can bring your nesachim within 10 days. You can bring your mincha within 10 days. If you're really comparing the two, so these two have to be in conjunction, but not so like overlapping. So why can't just like, if you're comparing it to Ola nesachim, just like that could have Ola today, nesachim in 3 days, so too, you can do kriyashma now and tefillin afterwards. Zelo kashamidi. Doesn't bother me. The shiny v'shiny nesachim elu inyan b'fnei atzmo. It's not a foolproof, hardcore connection and comparison. No, there's a little difference also. By nesachim are really separate from the karban. Ve'ein alav chiyav lahavi nesachim ra kishikrav ola. There's never independence. But there's only a nesachim when you're rakiv the ola. Us calls vashalok maybe nesachim shayachim the ola. By definition, there's no separate chiyuv to bring nesachim. So therefore, whenever you bring it, is connected to that ola. Ironically, you have more flexibility because by definition, whenever you bring it, it will be connected. But tefillin really is a separate chiyuv from kriyashma. It's a separate chiyuv. So what's going to connect it? Nesachim inherently are connected to its Ola. And therefore, even if you do it separately, it's still connected. But tefillin is a separate mitzvah. We say you should do it together. Memela, you have to do it together. Because it's more independent, therefore it has to be done together. Fascinating. Aval tefillin avichov kol hayom. Rakata bitluhu. De'ein biyadin l'shamim karoi. Really, tefillin should wear all day. So connection specifically between tefillin and davening. We should tefillin all day. The Prima Gadim even has a suffix. The Bir Halacha quotes this in Hilchos Tefillin. Whether the din of tefillin kol hayom is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Pasha says it's a din d'rabbanan because if it's a din d'oraisa, how can we be mevatel just because it's hard? Because we can't keep a gufnaki and a clean mind. So how can we be mevatel? He says Pasha says it's a din d'rabbanan. Rav Asher Weiss writes beautifully in Bereishis, in Shmos, I think it is, in Sichos in Shmos, he thinks that, no, tefillin is just like Talmud Torah. What does the disciples say about Talmud Torah? You have a chiyuv to learn every free second of your life. Meaning, you don't have a chiyuv to learn when you're in the middle of something that you have to do. If I have to eat, and I have to make a parnasa, and I have to this, and I have to pick up my kids at the carpool, there's no chiyuv then. The chiyuv is to learn every free second of my life. I have to make sure I have some free time. You know, I can't say I have no free time, but I have a free to do every free second. So tefillin, in a similar way, says Rav Asher Weiss, the chiyuv to wear tefillin is that every moment during the day that it is possible that you could keep a gufnaki. So if Chazal determined that we can't do it properly, then this is the chiyuv of tefillin. It's a sliding scale. Anyway, back to here. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, but tefillin is a chiyuv all day. Except we don't do it bizman hazeh. But min haTorah, it is a separate independent chiyuv. And therefore, how do I connect it to kriyashma? So I have to do it together. Yesh lomar, bishvil chova shaitahu, And that's why you have to make it together. And if you don't do it together, so then that's the problem. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. The more independent it is, the more we have to put them together. Good. Continuing. By the way, the Vilna Gaon said that what's the difference getting back to Rabbeinu Yonah for a minute? The 2 days of Rabbeinu Yonah, nafgamina, between the 2 days is you have to say it again. Right? We said if you have to say Kriya Shema with that tefillin, you made the shekhar. You have to repeat Kriya Shema again with tefillin on. So according to the first day, according to Ula, you wouldn't have to because you did Kriya Shema. You just had a separate problem. Mashaykh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to those svaras, you would have to do it again because you didn't do even Kriya Shema properly. Viter. Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, just, I'm sorry. Just by the way, even Rashi alludes to Rabbeinu Yonah. On Kilo Hikrev Ola B'lo Mincha, Rashi says, Veinu Makayim Einu Gomer Es HaMitzvah. So that Rashi really takes on, it goes into a different light once we have Rabbeinu Yonah, who might be behind the Rashi. Einu Gomer Es HaMitzvah. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haroti Shekabel Alav O Malcha Shemayim Shalema. Whoever wants to be Makabel, complete O Malcha Shemayim. Complete. Yifne, he should first go to the bathroom in the morning, V'yitel Yadav, and then wash his hands, V'yaniach, right in the Tilos Yadayim, V'yaniach Tefillin, V'yikra Kriyashma V'yispalel. And he should wait, put on tefillin, and say Kriyas Ben Davin. Vizuhi Malchus Shemayim Shlema. This is complete Malchus Shemayim. This is the perfect order that one is supposed to do it in. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah alludes to another topic right here. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you mean Malchus, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim Shlema? Shevet tefillin, Shevet Rosh, what we say in the Hiratzon, before tefillin. Shevet tefillin, Shevet Rosh, Adem Mishabe Lubore Yizbarach HaNeshama. Shehi B'moach. The tefillin sheva rosh is keneged ha-moach, which is the neshama, he says. Uba tefillin sheva zroa ad meshabed gufo. And tefillin in the tefillin shel yad is meshabed my guf, my actions. And that's why the Gemara said Mesecha Sota, one of the chozrei me'orche ha-melchama, when you're allowed to go back because you have a veir shebiyadcha, one of them is, the Gemara says, hasach be tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. Somebody who talks or tells you, okay, it's not, you're not a great tzaddik. But what is the message of many of the Baalei Mussar say? Because Tefillin Shel Rosh symbolizes our thoughts and our emotions, and Tefillin Shel Yad symbolizes our actions and our goof. You can't be mafsik between the two. There has to be a fluid connection between the two. So if somebody is Makabal Machash Mayim Shlema, Tefillin is Beshabed my Moach, Tefillin Shel Yad is Beshabed my goof. And then Rabbeinu Yonah adds, "Ube mezuzah mishabid adam mamono." And mezuzah, that's not on this list right here, but he adds that in. Mezuzah, you're mishabid your mamon. Elishlo hiskiru bakana mezuzah. Doesn't mention mezuzah here. Mipnei she mitzvasa naasis b'sha'a acheres, because you're not doing mezuzah now. That's why it's not on this list. How do you do it in the morning? This is what you do in the morning. But you should know that mezuzah is also part of the shibud of our lives. Tefillin is b'shabit our lives, and mezuzah is b'shabit all of our assets. That's mezuzah. Ukeshav kari kriyashma, mispala, b'inyish, b'shabit lo, b'nishmasa, v'gufo, zui malchus shemayim shlema. So two points on that, Rabbeinu Yonah. Number one is, Rabbeinu Yonah is connecting to something that the Bach made famous. The Bach says in Hilchas Sukkah and in Hilchas Tefillin that they're what he calls the three lama'an mitzvos. What are the three laman mitzvahs? Three mitzvahs where it's not just that we know what the reason for a mitzvah is. We suggest the tamiyah mitzvahs. But the Torah itself goes out of its way to say you do the mitzvah so that, dot, dot, dot. Sit in a sukkah, lama'an yedu dorosechem kivu sukkos hashat yisbnei Yisrael. Where tefillin, lama'an tiyah toras hashem afiicha. Where tzitzis, lama'an tizkru v'asizim is kol mitzvosai. What do you mean the three lama'an mitzvahs? The Bach is machadesh in Hilchas Sukkah, based on the tour, where the tour waxes poetic and talks about the tamiyah mitzvahs in Hilchas Sukkah, which he never does. Very untour-like to give the hashkafa. On the Hakavid, Sukkis Mamish, why do we do it in Tishrei, we don't do it in Nisan. The Torah goes through the whole Tamei HaMitzvahs. Ask the Bach why. So the Bach says, because unlike other mitzvahs, by these three Laman mitzvahs, the Tamei HaMitzvahs and the Hashkafa, and the reasons are Ma'akev. Even though by other mitzvahs, like we had at the beginning of the parak, mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, but when it comes to these three, you for sure have to have kavana. That's what the Bach. And that's why there is, even though, many don't do it, Many Hasidim do it by many mitzvahs, but many non-Hasidic Jews do not say he ratzons before they do mitzvahs. But by these, many say the Shmizin, and which talks about the messages of the sukkah. And many say the Hinini Mechavein before Tefillin and before Tzitzis. One doesn't have to say the first pasuk if one doesn't want to. L'shem Yichud Kutshav Richu. The Noda Yehuda was against that line, but the rest of it pashtus is he doesn't talk about it in that tshuva. And the rest of it is just to help us focus on the kavana. Anyway, so that is Rabbeinu Yonah's connected. The Shibud of Tefillin and the Shibud of Tzitzis connects to that Bach who says you have to have that kavana leikuva for these mitzvahs. The later poskim say. B'di'evit, 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 it's okay, you should try, at least the first night, by the way, according to the Bach. Number one. Number two, the other issue is mezuzah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah here throws in mezuzah. The Chashukei Chemed here discusses why don't we have a minog of going to kiss the mezuzah during Kriya Shema. Right, we kiss our tefillin during Kadam Olsei Adecha. Why don't we? And we have a minog, the Shulchan Aruch quotes of kissing our tzitzis during Shema. So what about mezuzah? Uchsavta omzut beisach avisharecha. We should go. Lama vo memash mishin esam mezuzah kushakori kriya Shema. Uchsavtam just like ukushartem, just like orisim also. See, he says the Rivash already dealt with this. The Rivash in Tshuven beis tav pezayin. Masha hikshu yasakin be mezuzah einog inyan. Two reasons. Number one, it's not practical. What, the whole shul is going to go to the door? Oh, it was crazy. Everybody has tefillin. Everybody has tzitzis. The whole shul is going to go to the door. What, you're going to take, let's say you have 100 people in shul. What, it's impossible. Shim amru bameshuhu lavashu mezuman lefanav. Find what is in front on him. Lo amru bameshuhu kavua bekosa veino lefanav. How can you say that? It's on the wall. It's hard to get. The whole shul is going to go next to the mezuzah. Right, it's impossible. Number two, or there's a difference. Tzitzis and tefillin are different than mezuzah. The ode, Shebet Tzitzis, Hizkir HaKasev HaRi'iya, Kidei SheYavo Lidei Zechira. By Tzitzis, the whole point is a Re'isimah, so that's the whole purpose. Ubet Tfilin Gamkein HaMishmush Bohem Mitzvah. We're supposed to be B'mashmish with our tefillin, so we don't have a Hesach Adas from our tefillin. That's part of it. If Yim Osa Kein, and that K'shemaski Ukshatim, is Chibuv Mitzvah. But according to this, mezuzah, there's no specific mitzvah, Mishmush HaMitzvah. So specific mitzvah. When you walk in, you're supposed to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no specific mitzvah of having a Hesach Hadas from the mezuzah. Mezuzah helps us not have a Hesach Hadas from Hashem the whole day. But it's not specifically, not that we are supposed to have that by mezuzah. That's why there's no chiyuv of Uri Isim Mezuzah and Zechira. Nafkamina, one nafkamina he doesn't mention, but nafkamina is what if you're home? What if you're at home and you're next to your mezuzah? So according to the first reason, why not? According to the second reason, no. Content-wise, inherently, it's not meant to it. And therefore, that's what he says. Hayoshiv liyadam mezuzah, even in shul, v'korek kriyashpah, v'boshad ziyadam mezumeneslo, fiter tzaritzu nimash mishpah, latam hasheni, you don't have to. Anyway, that is the interesting discussion of why don't we go to the mezuzah every time that we have tefillin. There are some other, I'm just thinking now, sometimes there are some times that the whole shul does something at one time. Right, by Vayivarach David, giving staka. Va'osher v'kavim ofenach, especially, and I was once in a Sephardic shul, they have four different staka boxes. They have a staka box on each side of the bima. So like the whole shul goes, and va'osher v'kavim ofenach, boom! Everybody puts staka in the staka boxes right at that moment. So I guess you could work it out that you could, say, okay, everybody go to this door and to that door, but some shuls only have one door. You could get more staka boxes. You can't really get more mezuzahs unless you have more doors. Either way, but that's part of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and we continue. Baruch Hashem, we're on the second line, almost 20 minutes. Amar B'chei Bar, that's Maseches Brachos. Amar B'chei Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Kol HaNif Levenot Al Yodov, anybody who goes to the bathroom in the morning, that's also part of the avoda. We have to make sure that our bodies are clean before we daven. So if anybody goes to the bathroom and then washes his hands and is meniach tefillin and says kriyishma umispalel ma'ale olal akasev ki'ilu bana mizbeach v'hikrav olav karbon. As if you built a mizbeach and brought a carbon on it. Meaning, you got yourself ready for avoda. You did all the preparations before tefillah, which is avodah. So too, it's as if you built a mizbeach and you're makav a karban. You went through the proper channels, dechsiv, and the pasuk says, where's the allusion to netilas yadayim, which we haven't seen yet. Dechsiv, erchatz benikayon kapai, I will wash benikayon in cleanliness kapai, my palms, vasovavaz, es mizbeach acha Hashem. Right, it's before I go to Davin, before I encircle the Mizbeach. Amalei Rava, lo savar lamar ki'ilu tava. I'll go one step further. It's as if you went to the mikvah. Right, not just as if you washed your hands, as if you went to the mikvah. Dechzit erchatz benikayon, v'lo katsav architz kapai. Right, it's not, I wash my hands. I wash benikayon kapai, that extra word, and the way it's written can mean something even deeper. That it's as if a person even went to the mikvah. That's what Rashi says. Schar rechitzas kapav kilu tava kol gufo. So if somebody doesn't go to the mikveh every morning, so washing one's hands properly could count. Yotzei, as if one goes to the mikveh. Amalei Ravina l'Rava, Chazimar, Haitzurva Meir, Rabban and Dasim Rava. Did you see that great rabbi that came from Eretz Yisrael, V'yamar, and he said, Mishein lo mayim lirchot yadav, if somebody doesn't have enough water to wash their hands, they don't have water to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Mikaneach yadav, Be'afar, ubitzrar, ubekismis. You're allowed to use other items besides water. You could use dirt, right? You're using dirt to get off dirt, right? So maybe one touched, right? Various reasons we've discussed many times in the past. Machlokas, Rosh, Rashba, why we wash our hands in the morning. One of the reasons the Rashba says is Yadayim Askanios. Our hands are busy. They touch parts of the body that are usually covered, and therefore to get off the zuhama from those areas. So you could even want to do it with dirt or kismis or a splinter, meaning a wood material. So if you need that, so on my way. So Rava answers, Shaper Kamer. That's true. Miksiv Architz Bamayim. Does it say also be medayik in the same pasuk? I will wash in water. Benikayonksiv. I will wash in nikayon, in cleanliness, kol midi demanki. You can use anything that helps clean. That is kol midi demanki. To Rav Chisda light, amandam hader amayim, bidin slusa. Like Rav Chisda got very upset at those when it was time to daven, they went around, and instead of davening and getting in the zman, because it was time for davening, they went around looking for water all over the place. Okay, if you have water, great. If you don't have water, then come daven. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. V'hani mili l'kriyashma. And by the way, this is all for kriyashma. Ava l'tfilo mahader. But for Shemona Esrei, you got to push a little more. What does that mean? Rashi. Again, a couple of pshatim in the Rishonim. Let's do Rashi. L'kriyashma. Be'idna d'kriyashma shezmana kavua penyavar hazman. Ava l'tfilo d'kalayom zmana hu tzorach l'meder amaya. According to Rashi, there is no fundamental difference between kriyashma and tfilo. It's just what has a time period. Kriyashma has a latest time, and therefore, don't run around looking for water for Kriyashma. But tefillah is the whole day, and therefore you can look around for water. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? There's manin for Kriyashma derabanan, there's manin for tefillah derabanan. So what's the difference? So other Rishonim say, no, the difference is content-wise. There's a higher standard for tefillah than for Kriyashma. Tefillah is amidah lefnei Hashem, and therefore there is a higher standard, just like we had in Tosfos yesterday. Remember, we had Tosfos yesterday that spoke about Tosfos. We mentioned it yesterday, but it was from 2 days ago. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos spoke about being mafsik, the ability to be mafsik during Kriya Shema, but the inability to be mafsik during Shmona Esrei. Again, this goes on the list. There's a difference between, at least according to some Rishonim, Tefillah is different than Kriya Shema. Tefillah is Amid Delofnei Hashem. Kriya Shema is, it's Kabbalah. Everything is Shemitz Hashem L'Nagdi Summit. But Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zamalcha Shemayim. That Kama, how much do you have to go to try to find water? Ad Parsa. A Parsa. That's as much as one has to go. Vahani Mili, 4 mil. Vahani Mili L'Kameh. And that's only ahead. If you're walking in a certain direction, 1 mil, well, 4, 1 parsa ahead. Avalachore, but backwards, in the wrong direction, afilu mil, eno choser. You don't even have to go up until a mil. Umina, we learn from there, milu don choser, apachzi mil choser. Right, less than a mil choser. So, this is the halacha about washing before davening. The Rambam is very strong about washing before davening. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in two places. If you look in the Ein Mishpat here, he talks about this in Dalet, Simen Dalet, which is Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and he talks about this in Simen Tzadik Beis, which is Netilas Yadayim before one davens. Okay, well, that's what it's not as, the minute of the washing before davening is not as much of a halacha focused upon by the poskim as the washing in the morning. Obviously, the washing in the morning is Li'ikuva. I'll just read you, we'll go backwards. The one by davening is Simen Tzadik Beis. Makom ha'omei betfila. Sorry, rachat yadav shachris vehisiach daito tzrichim netila letfila im yishbo mayim. If you have water, then you should wash your hands before davening. Avo b'shini yodelam shum lichloch, even though they're not dirty below yivarech, and there's no bracha. V'mein lo mayim mizumanim Ein sarach lachzor v'litol. If you don't have water, you don't have water. Right? You have to make yourself crazy. Let's say also, somebody said, what if somebody's learning before davening? They have to stop learning for 2 minutes before davening to go wash their hands? That's a discussion. Some might say that I'm in the middle of learning. Every second of learning is a mitzvah. So maybe I shouldn't stop learning. And others stop before, you know, halavai, we should learn, be learning every second, you know, so washing our hands, we could go wash our hands. Okay, whatever one does. Important ha'ara though, and that is, one second, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Dalid that the komidi demanki does not help for ruach ra. It only helps for, to get clean. But for ruach ra, in Dal Chav Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, im ein lo mayim yekaneach yadav bitzror o ba'afar o b'chomidi demanki, v'yevarech al nikiyus yadayim, you don't say netilas, nikiyus yadayim, v'yoel l'tfila, avalo l'haver ruach ra shalehen. It helps for tefillah, but not for ruach ra. Ruach ra is not mentioned here. It's mentioned in Masech Gemara and Masech HaShabbos. So one has to know, when one gets water later in the day, one has to do netilas yadayim again, to be maver the ruach ra. The Mishnah Berurah does quote from the Gra that maybe you can't say netilas yadayim. That's the most inclusive bracha. Mikomakom kol achron mozazim ipsach shulchan aruch. But other achronim say no. If you're not using water, you should say al nikiyus yadayim. Yeah. Okay. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Three machlokos. Three arguments in the Mishnah. Number one, Hakorei Shema v'lo Yishmei Lazna. If somebody says Shema without saying it loud enough that he himself could hear it, without Hashma La'aznav, Yatsa. He's Yotze anyway. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Yatsa. Not Yotze. That is number one. Number two, Karvalo Diktek Bosi Yoseha. If you said Kriya Shema and you were not medaktik in the letters, what does medaktik in the letter mean? Rashi says, not medaktik in the letters, lefarshan yafe besvasav. You mumbled. I didn't enunciate them exactly properly. Rambam here says, pretty scary, I didn't focus on the shvanaz and the shvanachs. I didn't focus on the exact. It says, that's lo diktek b'yosi yaseha. Rabbi Yossi omer yatsa, Rabbi Yudah omer lo yatsa. Machlokas also, here Rabbi Yossi flips. Third, Hakorei L'mafreya, we have this already, somebody reads backwards, what does backwards mean? Rashi says if you read the words backwards, others say you read the psukim backwards. Kara, lo yatsi na yotze. Kara v'ta, if you made a mistake in the reading, yaksa l'makam shetah, one should go back at least to the place where he made a mistake. Good. Fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid here. You know what, let's wait to say this machlokas. Till we see the next Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that you're not Yossi unless you hear it? To be shum, dechsef shema. Hashmei lo'ozlecha masha damozi mipicha. You have to hear. Your ears have to hear what your mouth said. But Tanakama savar shema b'chol loshon shata shomea. No, shema means any language. For Rabbi Yossi, tarti shema means shema mina. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you learn shema. You learn both things from Shema, any language, and that you have to hear it. So Me'ikra Din, one could say it in any language. Kriya Shema, one could say Tefillah in any language. The Mishnah Berurah, though, the Shulchan Aruch says Me'ikra Din. The Shulchan Aruch in Samach Beis about Kriya Shema in Simin Kuf Aleph about Tefillah that it could really be said in any language. Lo yispala b'libo b'ovad el machatech advar b'svasav u'mashmiya lo'azim b'lachash v'lo yashmiya. Kolo. And he continues. The Shulchan Aruch says in, let me find it, in Kuf Aleph Sif Dalet. Yachol is Pala B'chal Lashon Sheyirtzeh. You can daven, Mikra Din Shmon Esrei, in any language that you want. Vahani Mili, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bitzibur, Avol B'yachid, Lo Yispala B'lashon HaKodesh. That's the Shulchan Aruch says, Samri Shonim. That is based on the Rif. The Yesh Omer Dani Mili Kishol Srachav. That's not when you're asking your own needs. Aval tefila kvul letzibur. I feel yachad yachal omer b'chol lashon. The yesh omer yaf yachad. All different opinions. But the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in the Bir Halacha also expands upon it. Really, 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 you should really daven in Hebrew. Umitzvah menamufchar hu dafka b'lashon hakodesh. You should really try. V'ayin b'tshuvas chasam sofer. That even if you say, even the Shulchan Aruch, that you can have it in another language, that's only dafka ba'akroi. Ava likvoa bikvia temidis, ulahamid shlich tzibur, ulahashkiach lashon hakodesh lagamrei, ze e efshar bishum ofen. V'ayin sham, v'ayin machlis kama v'kama ta'amim nechochim, herichu kol goni azman besifrei divrei abris, v'skimu she'isr gomer hulasos kein, v'lafuke mitikitos chadashos. This Tachzav Sofer has many tshuvas about this. The beginning of the reform movement. Also, he talks about Lamaisa. There are many words that can't be translated. We don't know how to translate every single word in Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. It's another reason why we have to make sure. And we have to note, Anshikas Agadola, they put such power into every single word. So who are we to try to change it? So the rest of Tefillah, fine. But Shmona Esrei says, say it in Hebrew. Right? He says, Ki Atevos Ba'atzman Poalin Kedushasan Lamala. This unbelievable effects of just the words. Again, there are many tshuvas of Chassam Sofer about this. I'll just mention one of them. Chassam Sofer writes in Chelek Vav Simin Peidal and in the Likutim. He writes this to a certain Rav. He says, he goes through the entire, I guess it must have just come out, the entire sitter of the Reform movement. He says, exactly. They skipped this, they changed this, they did that, they changed, they took out this on Shabbos, one, this and that, he says, and he goes through, he says, it's a slippery slope. He says, they have some of it now, every sitter that's going to come out is going to take out more and more. They took out all the brachas relating to Geula and Yerushalayim, they took out Nusach Hadasha, and they wrote, have it in English, and not in English, obviously, in German, and in other languages, the laws, he says, Altashani Menegav Oseyem, Gam Shah Rayos, and he has a whole paragraph here, again, not going to read it, but he says, all the Gaonim and Gedolim, Bizmanazeh say, Ein Lintos Miderkan Monenu Zal, Ula Al Kiayadeze Yevutal Shama, but the Knesio Shalahem, Ashur Lafachal Amokesh, you cannot give any type of askam and say, oh, they're using a sitter there, at least davening, you cannot do that because they are Lahachas, they are trying to change our Mesorah. You have to realize the historical background that the Chassam Sofer is writing in. Back to that Rambam that I mentioned before. Fascinating Rambam Raivid. And that is, as we know, the maker didn't want us allowed to say it in any other language. And the Mishnah also said, you have to be medaktik ba'usiyoseha. Says the Rambam, whatever language you say it in, you have to be medaktik and say it perfectly in that language. Kore adam eshma b'chol lashon sheyeh makira ve'akore b'chol lashon tzorech lehizar midivrei shibush sheba'osa halashon u'medaktik ba'osa halashon kemo shemedaktik b'lashon hakodesh imkara b'lashon hakodesh. So if somebody's saying it in English, you have to say it in perfect, exact English and not mumble your words and not get the grammar incorrect, but say it incorrectly. That's the Rambam. Unbelievable. Says the Ravid. Ein zeh mekubal al hadas. There's nothing magical about any other language. Only Lashon HaKodesh. That's only by Lashon HaKodesh. So that's the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe it doesn't mean exactly how to say it, enunciate it properly. The Kesef Mishnah says, maybe what the Rambam means is that you have to be medaktik to translate it exactly. Shakavanas Rabbeinu Shekashiyomar Biur Hamila Yomar Habiur Hayoser Amiti Umaskim Laosa Mila Balashanahu Below Yomar Biur Meshubash Shederek Saz Bali Osa Lashan Laomro Kivach Ein Habaki and Omer Noso Lefishaino Mashmasa Mila Osha Lefishishla Biur Yafemimenu Zen early Dever Pashut. So even the cast of Mishnah can't fathom that the Rama means that you have to enunciate it properly in Arabic. You have to enunciate it. But maybe the Pashat of the Rambam is that, but the Kesef Mishnah, the Ravid, cannot fathom that. Okay, we continue. Tanan Asam. Okay, now we have a major sugya that goes all the way until the middle of the next Amud. Major sugya where we're going to relate to four different contexts, and we're going to try to do it, and then we'll come back to important lines in this topic. Tanan Asam. So we start off again. Context number one is Kriya Shema. Machlokas in our Mishnah about Hashma L'Aznav. Just keep in mind, Tanakama says Yotze, even if you don't hear it, Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze. Says the Mishnah. Tzan Hasa, the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. Cheresh Amadav Rabbeinu Shomea Lo Yitrom. If somebody cannot hear, they're deaf, they can speak but not hear, they should not take off Truma L'Chadchila, because they can't hear the Bracha. V'yim Tarm Truma So Truma. But if they did, so then the Truma B'Dievet works. So Mantana, Cheresh Amadav Rabbeinu Shomea D'Yevet In L'Chadchila Lo. Who is that opinion? In Truma, let's keep the evidence. If you have a chart, you can make the evidence. In Kriya Shema, we have a Machlokas. Machlokes. One says you're yotzei, one says you're not yotzei. Truma lechadchila b'di'evan. Lechadchila, you need the bracha b'di'evan. It's okay. So who had that opinion? So which one of our opinions in our Mishnah? So Amar Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Yosi. He really is Rabbi Yosi. Ditznan, because Rabbi Yosi says that kori yishmav lo yishmiel lo azno yatsa de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Amar lo yatsa. Rabbi Yosi says you're not yotzei if you don't hear it. And at kalokam Rabbi Yosi lo yatsa elagabi kriyishma daraisa. When does Rabbi Yosi say you're not yotzei by kriyishma, which is the oraisa? Avol truma mishem bracha hu ubracha derabanan. But truma, what's truma? The mitzvah of truma is daraisa. The bracha is only derabanan. Therefore, the bracha is not as significant, it doesn't play as much of a role, and therefore, one, that's the Rabbi Yossi's chilek. Rabbi Yossi would say it's ma'akev by kriyishma daraisa, but not by the bracha of a fresh shruma, which is drabanan. Is that to tell me that if you have a bracha that's daraisa, it is ma'akev the mitzvah? Wow. We'll get back to that. Okay, let's just continue the thought though first. Says the Gemara, Umi Mai, the Rabbi Yosi. How do I know that Mishnah in Truma is really Rabbi Yosi? Til Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'gal Amar Gabi Kriyashma Nami Dievet In Lechadchila Lo. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. And by Kriyashma, he says, Dievet In, but Dievet it's okay, Lechadchila not. Teda, Diktonia, Kori, Dievet, Lechadchila Lo. Look at his Lashon. Hakore. So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And by Kriyashma, he also only allows it, but Dievet and Lechadchila. Just like by Truma. So the Gemara says, no, Amri, Hai Diktonia, Kore, Lo Diecha, Kochad Rabbi Yosi. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds this, okay, even Lechadchila. Not to be Mashvila Azav. It just say Hakori in a Lashon of the Eved to tell me the Koch of Rabbi Yosi. Dharmad Divyavid Namilo to teach me that Rabbi Yosi says it's a problem even with the Eved. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, if you look at Chila Namiyatza, because Rabbi Yehuda, even look at Chila, you could not have Hashma'a Le Aznav. So far we said it's a Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Yehuda, two different suggestions, but so far we had two contexts brought up. Here we go with a third. B'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yosi, what did we say l'maskana? The Mishnah in Trumas is following the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, meaning Rabbi Yosi says that by Trumas it'll work with the Evan, but by Kriyashma it wouldn't. Here's a third context. A person cannot say Berchas HaMazon in their heart. V'imbirech yatsa, and if you did, your Yotzei. One second, that's Daraisa. So Mani, lo Rabbi Yosi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. So who is that? Dear Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say that's Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Ha'amar L'chadchila Nami Yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, even L'chadchila you don't need it. V'i Rabbi Yosi, Dievan Nami Lo. And Rabbi Yosi says, even Dievan is no good. So who is this opinion by Berchas HaMazon? Context number three. So Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, V'dievan L'chadchila Lo, what do you want to suggest? Maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda. And really, Rabbi Yehuda only says, b'di'evet, you don't need it. But Rabbi Yehuda would agree, changing what we said. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that, l'chadchila, you do need hashmola aznav. Really? But, elahadatani Rabbi Yehuda, braider of Shimon ben Pazi. But we have another source related to Truma. Cheresh amadar b'meinu shomea torem l'chadchila. We have an opinion out there that says, even l'chadchila. This is the first explicit source that we have, that you don't need hashmola aznav, even l'chadchila. And if you're telling me now that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you need it lachadchila, so mani, lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yosi. Who is this opinion? E Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar di'evet in lachadchila lo. Rabbi Yehuda says it only works with the Eved. E Rabbi Yosi, ha'amar di'evet nami lo. Rabbi Yosi says it doesn't even work with the Eved. So Ella, so what are you going to say for this, for Truma? So El, this opinion that says you don't need it even lachadchila. Ella la olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. V'afil lachadchila nami. Really, Rabbi Yehuda would say even lachadchila. You don't need it. Velo kasha, hadidei hadarabe. Two different dais. Him or him in the name of his Rebbe. Ditzlan, as the, or Ditanya. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishur, Velazim ben Azariah. Like Rabbi Yehuda quoted, Velazim ben Azariah. Hakori Yishmat, Sorak Sheyashmi, Lazno. He himself says you don't even need lachadchila. But he quotes his Rebbe who says you need lachadchila. Shenemar. How do you know you need lachadchila? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alkeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema, you have to hear it. That's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in the Braisa says, wait a minute. Harei Yomer, Asher Enochi Mitzavcha Yom Aluv Avecha. Acharei Kavanas Alev Hein in Advarim. It's just the Kavanas Alev. So you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda quoting his Rebbe. So in the name of his Rebbe, he says, L'chadchila you need it, but he himself would not need it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hashad Asas L'achi. But once you quoted this Braisa, so we have a better answer. Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi, we'd rather not say Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on his Rabbi, but you have a mayor here. So afilu tam Rabbi Yehuda karabi sviralei v'lokasha hari mayor ha Rabbi Yehuda. Period. So Adkan, what do we have? We have three different opinions in the Tanayim. Rabbi Meir holds that even lechatchila one does not need hashma la'aznav. Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila you need hashma la'aznav b'di'eved, you don't need it. Rabbi Yossi says you even need it b'di'eved. Those are the three shitas, and we worked out all the prices relate and all the mishnayos by kriyashma and by truma and by birchas hamazon. Okay, stop there for a minute before we bring in a fourth context in a minute. But first, let's go back to what we said. There is, I would say, top five Tosas Harashas in Mesechas Brachas. Right here, Tosas Harashas and Aftesov and Brachas. He said explicitly what I mentioned before. What did the Gemara say at the beginning? Oh, no, no, Rabbi Yossi would not have a problem, Durabanan, because by Kriyashma, that's Daraisa. So that's where it's Ma'akev. But by Truma, the Brachas Durabanan, so it's not Ma'akev. Tosas Rosh says, sounds like if we would have a bracha that is the oraisa, then it would be ma'akev the mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Says the Tosas Rosh, one line. Aval iavi birchas truma de oraisa, mashma de truma so ain't a truma. To ha bracha ma'akeves ha hafrasha. Sounds like the bracha would be ma'akev the mitzvah. Aval iavi birchas in a ma'akvos, ha'inim should havi de rabbanon. Aval iavi de oraisa, ma'akvos v'lo havi hafrasha. That is the Tosas Rosh right here. And all the achronim pick up on that, really. So what about, according to the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa? You're going to tell me if you don't say Birchas HaTorah, you didn't learn? Is that what it means? Shal Birchas HaTorah Tchila? It's according to that Deo that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. And therefore, if you don't learn, if you don't make the Bracha, it's Daraisa. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush to say that. Right, the Shagas Arya can't believe it. The Shagas Arya in Simin Zayin has a long discussion of this Gemara and the Mashmos of this Gemara, and he says it can't be. Right, the Maritz Chayas also as well. Here, Maritz Chayas right here discusses this Diuk, and he says, Be'emes, it sounds like from this Gemara that all brachas are Durabanan. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi gives impressions that some brachas and mitzvahs are da'araisa. Ulam pashas ha-sugis ha-shas dilon, to call a brachas, bein brachas and mitzvah, bein brachas and enid, einam ela de'rabanan. Chutzi brachas ha-mazon, brachas ha-torah, l'shitas ha-ramban. Aval al-kaponim, divrei Rashi, tzarech iyan. What's Rashi? Look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi says, and Rabbi Kiva Eger also picks up on this. Rashi says, and brachas are da'rabanan. What does Rashi quote right here? Fourth Rashi on the Gemara. Tamar Rabbanan, kol mitzvahs kulan mevarech alein over lasiyasan. Because all brachas of mitzvah have to be over lasiyasan. Ask the Achronim, ask the Maritz Chayas. We know that halacha. What does that halacha have to do with us? What is the Gemara saying? Brachas ha-mitzvah are drabanan. And therefore, you know, they're not ma'akev. Why is Rashi telling me the din of over lasiyasan? We know that over lasiyasan. What are you telling me that for? So says, two answers. Number one, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that no, if you didn't have the halakha of over lasiyasan, if you were allowed to say a bracha after a mitzvah, then for sure it's not ma'akev. You already did the mitzvah. That's not going to undermine the mitzvah. Rashi is adding, even if it's over lasiyasan, but still it's drabanan, and therefore it's not going to be ma'akev. Right? That's the added point. Maybe, another idea, again, it's not mafurish, but maybe one could also suggest that Rashi is quoting that because that's reflecting the mahus of the Birchas HaMitzvah. We didn't mention this yet in this Masechta, so we'll do it right now. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Brachas that there are three types of brachas. We know Birchas Hananin, Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas Shalach HaHodah. The Rambam says Birchas Hananin is before every bracha shel Hanah, and then the Rambam says, Ukishem, that's the key word. Ukishem shemavarchin akol hana'ah, just like you make a bracha before every hana'ah, kach mevarchin, so too you make a bracha before you do every mitzvah. So asks Reb Soloveitchik, ask the Rav, what's the connection between brachas and brachas mitzvah? Kishem, a connecting point that Ramah could have just said. You make a bracha over lasiyasan. What's the kishem? So Reb Soloveitchik explained, we know from later on, the beginning of the sixth parak, brachas hananin is matir. That's the nature of brachas hananin. You have to eat the food is aser to me, it belongs to Hashem, it's gezel. I see the brachas hananin, I'm matir the food. Says Reb Soloveitchik, brachas mitzvah is also a matir. What's the matir? Who am I to do a mitzvah? I'm going to do an action that's going to try to bring me closer to the infinite. I'm a finite little ant. And I'm going to do something to try to jump up and close the gap between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I to do that? Who am I to think that I can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What allows me to do it? It's presumptuous. Oh, That's the bracha. The bracha, once I recognize and I acknowledge the mitzaveh and the mitzuveh, asher k'neshanav v'mitzvah v'tzivanu, memela, then I'm allowed to do the mitzvah. So it's also a matir. So maybe that's what Rashi is doing here. Because the mahus of birchas ha-mitzvah is reflected by that halacha. It's a matir also. Brachas a derabanan, just like later on it's derabanan, so this is derabanan. Okay, it's an idea that maybe one could put into the Rashi. Okay, back to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. It's not awesome. Says the Mishnah, fourth context. Hakol k'shirim l'kavosas ha-megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah for a Cheresh of a Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir b'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda allows a Katan to do it. Man Tana Cheresh di'evin nami lo. Who is the one that says? Who's the Tanakama here? Who says a Cheresh cannot? A Cheresh who cannot hear? Amar Rabbi Matzah Rabbi Yosi. Like we said, we have three sheetahs. It must be Rabbi Yosi. Ditznana Koreis Shmav lo Yishbi'el Azo Yatsa Niv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Amar lo Yatsa. Right? Simple, isn't it? Rabbi Yosi sheetah. Gemara says, no, mi mai de Rabbi Yosi, v'dieved namilo. Who says the Tanakam in that Mishnah is holding as a problem with dieved? Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ulachad chilo udilo. Hadieved shaper dami. Maybe the Tanakam there is only saying a cheresh cannot do ulachad chilo, but v'dieved he can. So the Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach, you can't have such a havamina there. Why? Diktani cheresh dumi de shod avakatan. Because all three are said in the same breath. Ma shod avakatan dieved nami lo. Shod avakatan cannot read it. Av cheresh dieved nami lo. So you have to say that is liikufa. Says the Gemara, why? V'dilma hakad isa. Maybe there cheresh is only a chachila and katan and shod are liikufa. So the Gemara says, mi matzis lo okba krebi Yehuda. One second. Could you even fathom that it's like Rabbi Yehuda? For I mean, the Tani Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. The next line in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Katan, Mechal de Reish Lav Rabbi Yehudi. No, it must be the Reish is not Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't suggest it's Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, no, V'dilma Kul Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Chisira Mechsira. V'trei Gavni Katan. Really, we're talking about two different types of Katanim. V'chisira Mechsira V'Hachik Tani. Hakol K'shirim, L'Kor Sazam Megillah. Chos B'Chara Shod V'Katan. That's the first line. Everybody can read it except for these three. Bamed V'ar Mamurim. B'Katan Shlo Yigiel HaChinuch. Only by Katan that did not reach the age of Chinuch, that's who cannot do it. Aval Katan Shehigiel HaChinuch. Afil HaChadchila Kasher. But a Katan that reached Chinuch, even HaChadchila. Divar Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Because specifically by Megillah, well, a review that's Machshir by Katan, the Gemara Megillah talks about what the source for that is. Period. So maybe that Mishnah, meaning context number four, Kriyashma, Birchas Hamazon, Truma, Megillah, maybe Megillah is that middle sheet of ours, Rabbi Yehuda, Lechadchila B'dieved. Says the Gemara, one second, B'mayu Kimta, Rabbi Yehuda, V'dieved in Lechadchila Lo, you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda is a middle opinion, Elohad Atani, now we're going to have the same Shakla Atari that we just had on Amar Aleph. Next six lines. Elahadatani Rabbi Yehuda Breder. We forgot Rabbi Meir Shita. We're going to go back. Elahadatani Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shimon Pazi. Chereshem Adab Rabbeinu Shemei Atorim Lechadchila. By Truma, we have a day that says, even Lechadchila, Mani, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yosi. Who is that opinion? E Rabbi Yehuda, Dieven in Lechadchila, Lo. Rabbi Yehuda only allows it with Dieven. E Rabbi Yosi, Dieven Nami, Lo. He doesn't allow it even with Dieven. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda, Bafil Lechadchila, Nami. You're going to tell me even Rabbi Yehuda allows it? Elahadatanya. Lo Yivarech Adabrech Adamazan believe of Imbirech Yasa. But that's a Brisa. B'dieved, Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Yosi. E Rabbi Yehuda ha'am Rabbi Lechachila Nami. We're suggesting now Rabbi Yehuda holds even Lechachila. You do not need it. V'e Rabbi Yosi ha'am Rabbi Lechachila Nami lo. So if you're saying Rabbi Yehuda is even Lechachila, the brisa about benching doesn't work. So lo la Rabbi Yehuda, V'e Lechachila Nami, V'lo kasha adideh ha'derabe, V'tanya ha'am Rabbi Yehuda b'shim b'shim v'lozman Azariah, ha'kore yishretz orach she'yashmila azno, shenemar shma Yisrael. Same exact shakla v'tariya. Amar lo Rabbi Meir, hari omer sh'anuchim safchayom alav avecha, achar kavanas alev, heinim advarim. So it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda the name of his rabbi. Hashad asas lahachi. Once he brought this brisa though, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda karabi spirulei. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to argue on his rabbi. Velo kasha ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbi Meir. Period. Okay, just finishing up the sugya. So we didn't change anything as of now. We still have, now we have four contexts that we have to fit in sheet. This we have three different opinions. Rabbi Yehuda in the middle, Rabbi Yosi on one extreme, Rabbi Meir on the other extreme. Amar of Chizda, Amar of Shela, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Sha'amar, Mishum, Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Elazar ben Azariah, who said explicitly, L'chadchila, you need it. V'halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, and Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that B'di Eved, it's okay if you didn't have it. And you have to say both statements. Vitzricha, diashmin and halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If you only said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, hava amina fi lechadchilo. I might have thought that even lechadchilo you do not need it. Kamash malon halacha Rabbi Yehuda, shamar mishum and blazim and azaria. Who says you need a lechadchilo? Viashmin and halacha Rabbi Yehuda, shamar mishum and blazim and azaria, hava amina tzarach vein lo takana. If you only said that one, I would have thought you need it, that it's ma'akev. Kamash malon halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That's why you have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Good, period. Almost finished, just one. Actually, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. There's a beautiful thought I just saw yesterday in the Rishima Shiurim, Machlokas Rishonim about the mitzvah of chinuch. It's going to come up a few times in this Masechta. Machlokas Rashi Tosas later on in Daf Memches. Machlokas Ramban and Ran in Masechas Megillah. Whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on the parent, the father, or on the child. That's a major machlokas Rishonim, and the sheet of the Rambam is not so clear. Because sometimes he formulates it as on the child, sometimes he formulates it as on the father. So, this is a beautiful thought. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, but first, we have more to do. Amar of Yosef, machlokas b'kriyashma. The whole machlokas between these opinions is by kriyashma, avo b'shar mitzvos. What does that mean? Rashi says, b'chol ha-brachos, devri ha-kol lo yatza. Everybody agrees by other mitzvah, by brachas, you have to hear what you say. Dechsev haskeis ushma Yisrael. You have to hear it. Meisve, is that really true? Lo yivarach adem brachas amazon, but libuvim brach yasa. What do you mean benching? The most important bracha. You don't need to be the Evid. Eliyim or Hachi Yidra. This is what he meant to say. Amar Yosef machlokas bekriyishma. Dechsev shma Yisrael. Aval b'shar mitzvah, zivri akol yatsa. No, everybody would agree by other brachos, your yotzei b'di'evid, even if you don't hear it. Vahaksev haskeis, even Rabbi Yosi would agree. That's talking about Divrei Torah, that you should listen to different Divrei Torah. Okay, that pasuk is referring to something else. Good. Kara, that's the sugya of Hashma L'Aznav. Again, if you review it, it's four contexts and three shitas. And we just plug in each of the shitos into the different contexts. Kara, lo dikdik bo si oseha, amr of Tevi, amr of Yoshi, halacha, gedevi shneim lahakel. The halacha, we paskin b'di eved, l'kula, by both of them. If you're lo medakdik, b'dosi oseha, and lo ashma la'aznav, we paskin kedivri shneim lahakel, if you are medakdik. Good. Continuing. Amr of Tevi, amr of Yoshi, same person talking, my dechsev shalosh, Heina lo tisbana sha'ol v'otzer racham. Three and you won't be satiated. Sha'ol means the depths. V'otzer racham. And the uterus. So what is the connection? Ma'inyan sha'ol is a racham. What's the connection between the depths, which is like Gehenim? Sha'ol, or not Gehenim, or just the kever, and the rechem. Even interesting, the kever, the uterus is called psichas ha-kever in halachic terminology, in Ilchas Nida. But what's the connection between Sha'ol and rechem? Elalo malacha, ma rechem machnes u-motzi, just like a rechem, machnes, something goes in, the zera goes in, and the baby comes out, motzi. Av Sha'ol machnes u-motzi, so teeth the Sha'ol, something goes in, we bury a person and something comes out, tchiyas ha-mesim. Falo dvaram kal v'chomer, u'ma rechem shemachlisa v'b'chashoy, motziyin mimeno v'kolikolos, by a rechem, by a uterus, the zera goes in b'chashoy. Husband and wife are in private. And when the baby is born, we make tremendous parties, simcha, sha'ol shemachlisa v'bo b'kolikolos, by a levaya, we make a big deal, eno ditcha motziyin mimeno b'kolikolos, surely, we should, what's going to come out by Tchias HaMesim is going to be very loud. So this is a Kal V'Chomer that this logic disproves anyone who denies Tchias HaMesim. Period. Tani Rav Oshia Kameh D'Rava. Talking about more pronunciations and what you have to say for Kriya Shema. Uchesavtam Hakol Bichsav. Uchesavtam Midarshin. Everything must be written. Afilu Tzavaos. Even the Tzavaos. Meaning, it says, Ukshartam, Ukhsavtam. You have to write the whole, everything in Shema. The whole parsha, what we call the whole parsha of Kriya Shema. Even the Tzavos of what you're supposed to do. Amarle, Damal Chamani, Rabbi Yehudahi. Who must this be going according to? Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Gabi Sota. Because there's a discussion by the parsha of Sota that's written on the paper that's put into the Mei Sota. So you have to write the whole section of Sota. Or, because it says in the Torah, you shall write. You shall cause her to swear. So do you have to write those commands? That's a machlokas tanoim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. Damar gabi sota alos kosev tzavos eno kosev. Rabbi Yehuda says you write the curses, you don't write the tzavos of the curses. Why? And there's a special limud. V'hazamu dechsev akasav esa alosa eila. Aval hacha dechsev uchsatim afilas avos nami. Rabbi Yehuda over there who has the exclusion, so he must be our shita that requires a pasuk to include. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Other time in Rabbi Yehuda Mishin Dechsev Kasav. Is Rabbi Yehuda based on a miyut there? Time in Rabbi Yehuda Mishin Dechsev Alos. Alos in Savos Lo. Rabbi Yehuda is based on the fact that it says Alos. So that's why he has a pasuk there. But otherwise, you don't need a specific pasuk. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in our brisa, because you wouldn't need a separate pasuk. You would say, all things being equal, you would have to write it. So the Gemara says, no, itzrach. You do need a pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda. Sakad adach amina nail of ksiva ksiva mehasam. I would have learned gzera shava from Sota. Mahasam alos in savos lo avhacha nami savos lo. I would have excluded it savos because of rachmanu ksaftam afilu savos. So that's why I write savo ksaftam to teach me even the savos. Interesting. You would have had a havamina to make a gzera shava. Chazal tell us in adam dum gzera shava meyatzmo. So what's the havamina? So we mentioned in the past the Ramban in Shoresh Beis, in the Shrashim, the Meiri in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel, and other Rishonim say, what does it mean that Eidan Adam Gzeir Shavah Me'asma? How can there be a machlokas about Gzeir Shavah? They both say that Gzeir Shavahs are passed down from Rebbe to Talmud, but that's only words. There's a Gzeir Shavah about this word, but which other parshas you connect it to, and which halachas you learn from that Gzeir Shavah, there's independence to the Talmud. There's a dependence to the Baal HaMasora. So it's not that exactly every single detail of Gzeir Shavah is passed down. But the ideas, the words, but there is flexibility. That's how there can be machlokas about Gzeir Shavah. You can say, I'd rather compare it to this one, because it's more similar. I'd rather compare it to this one. But that's how there could be a Havamina, that you'd make a Gzeir Shavah. Kamash Malan, we don't. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. And Hashem, we will continue again. We thank the sponsors for today's shir, the Orlitsky family, the Zecher Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Orlitsky. By the way, as those of you who are still listening, whichever website, we're still on both websites, on projectsinai.org and on the OU website, ou.org/Torah, as we continue through Maseches Brachos, there will be a time, Beth Shem, in a couple of months, towards the end of Maseches Brachos, that we will be presenting on the OU website, but for now we're still on both websites to make sure everybody is still, following. Have a good day.